Hello, hey, bonjour. I'm Gwen Lafage, and this is B2B Marketing Fika, a series of casual interviews with B2B marketers in Europe. Real stories, real tips from the people who are actually doing the real work on the ground. Let's grab a coffee and a bully, and let's get started. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the B2B Marketing Fika. Today, my guest is Carl Runander. He's head of brand and PR at the B2B company Mentimeter. Mentimeter is a software company that helps with presentations and meetings. Is that correct? Or how would you explain what Mentimeter does?
So first of all, thank you for having me. Honored to be here. What we often define Mentimeter as is an interactive presentation platform, or the category now is being more and more referred to as audience engagement platforms. So it's basically allowing you to interact with your audience in real time as you're hosting a meeting or a presentation.
Great. Yeah, thank you. Perfect definition. And I'm sure it's like a tool that became even more needed right now as everybody needs to get better engaged while we're all working remotely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everyone knows how difficult it can be just to make sure everyone is engaged in a normal meeting when you're all sitting in the same room. Then take that apart and put people in separate rooms on bad connections all over the world or where you might be. And you have real issues with sort of creating that engagement and that inclusivity that we want to build. So yeah, it's been a good year for Mentimeter, at least.
Yeah, nice. Great. So you have been with Mentimeter for about 2 years, a bit over 2 years, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
After working with a few agencies as a brand strategist, you've joined Mentimeter at the head of brand. So that's interesting, I think, from my perspective, because it's not a role that all the B2B companies have. They definitely have like a CMO, VP of marketing, and then they have a lot of marketing managers and lead gen managers. But brand is not always a role that is a focus for B2B companies. So I'm very interested and curious to hear about your role and what it entails.
Sure. So actually, just sort of my full title is even a bit more, strange, I think, in a B2B context. So my full title is Head of Brand and PR. So I'm both responsible for the brand and sort of then the earned media side of our brand as well. And there is a good reason for that. And I think the thing with Mentimeter is that it's quite unique as a product, or how our growth has happened. Because basically all of our growth to an extent has been organic, because there is a sort of built-in virality in the product that we refer to as the viral loop. So every time Mentimeter is being used in front of an audience that someone is doing a Menti, on average, they expose our product to 20 people. So in that audience, there are 20 people feeling that, oh, I am more engaged, I am more included, I get to express my opinion, et cetera, and then they feel, I want to do this as well. So the product itself is generating new users. So from that sense, the most important metric to Mentimeter and the growth of Mentimeter has been, how do we make sure that we get a person to use Mentimeter? How do we get a presenter on stage or up in a meeting using Mentimeter? And Johanna Aronsson, who is the CMO of Mentimeter, has done great things with perfecting this virality of this loop and making sure that we get people up on stage. However, sort of what I think the management was feeling and what they wanted to do was to focus a bit more on the brand from the perspective of, we need to build the category. Like your first question, how do you describe the tool? Because it is a fairly new tool. It's a pretty new category. And mm-hmm. how do we build the category, build the brand, and make sure that is really strong, and sort of do so in a way that we're not alienating our existing user base, but also then potentially attracting people outside of the viral loop. So that is sort of my role. My role is predominantly to focus on, okay, how can we attract people outside of the viral loop that we already have? And that's really working for us. And it's generating a lot of growth. So that's my predominant focus in building a brand and then working with the earned reputation and fame of Mentimeter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's also building the category itself so that, yes. so that the tool at itself or the type of tool is well known by potential audiences. And then when they think about the category, they immediately think about Mentimeter, right?
Yeah. I mean, we are currently the market leader, the biggest tool within our category. And you know, doing what we do is often referred to as doing a Menti. It's become almost synonymous with interacting with your audience. And of course, that's something that we want to keep and we want to protect and we want to nourish as well and develop what that can be and what it can entail.
Also, that what's interesting for me to hear is like you're saying, so you need to, your role is also to kind of basically attract new users outside of that loop and outside of the kind of organic growth that is already happening. A lot of like other tech companies will put that into acquisition. So it will not be just like brand and PR, but maybe content and thought leadership and lead generation in a way, which is maybe not really branding or PR, right? Or will that, does that fall onto you or is that Mentimeter? Do you have, is there a team that is responsible for like lead gen and content?
Yeah, there is. So we have, you know, the larger part of the marketing team is right. is a content team working with content and lead generation and working together right. with sales also. But it's also then looking at how do we in the long term, develop the brand and work with that. Right. And sort of before I joined, I mean, Mentimeter was already experiencing hyper growth. The company mm-hmm. was doubling, if not even tripling in size every year. But as it often is, when things are moving really quickly, sometimes, you know, the messaging and the brand and the experience can become a bit scattered. So sort of the first task that I had was really to find a strategic focus of the brand and making sure that that could run through everything that we did in the company. So that's where it all started. And then of course it's taking that and making sure we communicate that strategic foundation in the way we want in earned media.
Okay. So what does a day in your life look like? I mean, in your work
Yeah.
What is the type of thing that you do?
a good question, but it can vary a lot. But so right now I'm working a lot with developing campaigns in the US with the focus of earned. The US is our primary market, our biggest market, and also where we're experiencing some of our biggest growth, fastest growth right now. So it can be that sort of working with how do we get earned attention for the campaigns that we're developing? Do we make sure that the product development and the innovation that we're looking at and the strategic development of the business is in line with what we want to be as a brand and what we want to stand for? How does that impact that? It can then be, you know, very hands-on things as getting back to journalists who are writing stories about sort of our sphere. I mean, there's been a lot of that this year, as you said, with everyone working remotely and trying to find that tool that will help them do so in a better way. So it can be responding to those type of things or trying to set up thought leadership programs and ideas of how we visualize the the added value of Mentimeter, because again, you get it quite instantly when you've experienced the product, and that's mm-hmm. you know, in the viral loop. But how do you show engagement and how do you make that tangible if you haven't experienced the product? And I think thought leadership is a great way of doing that and finding those type of projects to show how we can add value to different situations. So that's something I'm working on right now as well.
Right. Okay. And I will say that brand in general, or historically, is maybe not the focus that, or maybe not what B2B companies have been focusing on when it comes to marketing, right? And especially for many years, we've seen like a big focus on lead gen and on ROI and delivering leads for the sales team and not so much on brand. So what's your perspective on that? Do you think that, well, I'm sure you do, but why do you think that brand is important for a B2B company, or especially a B2B tech company?
Yeah, so I think this is a lot of the discussions I'm seeing now in general. You know, when you read about thinkers about branding and sort of what's going on in general discussion, and it is that idea of you have to have a short-term perspective, which is the lead generation, which is the sales perspective, and of course measuring your ROI. But if you focus solely on that, you become too short-termed in your thinking. Building a brand is about the long-term value that you create. And I think over time, you will see that that will have a greater impact on the longevity and the sustainability of your business, rather than just focusing on lead generation. And I think this can be connected to sort of to a wider discussion of what do you want to achieve with your business? Do you want to do a quick exit? Do you want to make quick money? Do you want to build a company that is saleable, or do you want something to scale over time and build real value? And I think if you want to do that, then you need to focus on your brand, and the brand needs to be a key component of that. And then to the second part of your question of a brand in B2B or B2B tech, I think we need to remove all of those categorizations. A brand is just as important in B2B as in B2C, as in B2B tech or whatever it might be. That doesn't matter. It's building something that gives you an unfair competitive advantage. I think the brand is just the last unfair competitive advantage you have at your disposal, because it cannot be copied. You can try, you can mimic it, but you can never truly copy someone else's brand, because it isn't only what you say it is actually what other people say it is and their impressions of you. And that's what you need to work with over time to make the, you know, to build that strong brand and get the associations you want. So it is as important in B2B, B2C, B2B tech, whatever it might be.
Yeah, creating a name for yourself and creating that trust, right? I will even argue that even if it's a short term and you're trying to make a quick exit, if you manage to build a good brand in that amount of time, your brand will have, or your company will have more value, right? Like, I think there's
for sure.
Yeah, quick exit that made huge value and probably a lot of money, and a lot of what people bought was actually the brand. Maybe more than the actual product, or sometimes the sales or like the revenue might not be there, but the brand is, right? How would you describe the Mentimeter brand?
How would I describe it? We are a brand that is, I think, very true to what our product is. I mean, we started very much, and when we did the rebranding of Mentimeter, which was the first project that I sort of sunk my teeth into, it was very much about both including as many people as possible internally, so that, you know, people from different parts of the organization. We included everyone in the process. So we had workshops with a series of workshops with everyone in the company where they got to give input. And of course, that works when you're a small company.
Very Swedish.
But that is also sort of the foundation of what Mentimeter is all about. And I think that was sort of the cool part. And what I found out really quickly is that even though it's an organization that is, you know, very engineer driven and very tech driven, and the product is tech, as you say, everyone sort of joined into the idea that what we're trying to do, what we're trying to achieve, what we want to change is much bigger than a tech solution. It is about enabling better communication between people. It's about increasing engagement. It's about going from a society where people talk to a society where people listen and where everyone is included. And that was something that came across from everyone in the organization, independently of their role. So that's really where we started to build from. So the components were already there. For me, it was more of how do I craft this? How do I put it together to give that clear focus? I don't know if that answers your question. What type of brand is Mentimeter, or what is Mentimeter as a brand? But I think it's, you know, what we want to do and what we say is that it's time to start sort of listening more, and that's what we want to show with our brand.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that's great. And how do you think, so now that you went through this exercise of redefining the brand from like a strategic perspective and from a messaging perspective, and then from a look and feel, right? You have like redefined the new Mentimeter brand identity. What's next? How do you continue to build a strong brand once you have those elements? Because I mean, I talk to a lot of like people that also believe that the brand just stops when you have like the brand identity. And of course, in my mind, it's not, but I'm interested to understand, how do you keep building like a strong brand over time?
Yeah. So I think, again, one of the key components of this was making sure everyone was involved in the process, because then everyone feels ownership and feels like they've been a part of it. And you get the perspective of, you know, different part of the organization, and then make sure that what you want to say as a brand, what you believe in, is not only true for the marketing department, it's actually true for everyone in the organization. And when we developed a new identity, the sort of the core group from Mentimeter that was part of that we did together with Bold Scandinavia, that was a mix of designers and you know, product people, marketing people. So we worked together on that to make sure that the brand we developed was also, or the identity we developed was also could work and what could be a developing force in the product and in the innovation. So I think that was also a key to success for us, making sure that that we had that. And in that process, you know, we didn't do as often as the case with sort of startups, you try, you experiment, you implement, and then you see how it goes. So we got a toolbox as a final delivery, and then we did a first implementation with the brand, released that, and then we did a second, and we're in a third, you know, and we work with it constantly to let it evolve and grow over time. And also as we build our internal organization, we see what type of competences do we need internally to make this happen and sort of deliver on where we want to go. So I think that is one key for how you work with that. But then I think it also, you know, from my perspective and joining Mentimeter, one of the key things was that there was an understanding from top management of the importance of brand and working with the brand in everything, and not only sort of in marketing and seeing it as part of that. So when we developed a new product strategy, we started with brand and said, okay, based on what we want to be, what we want to achieve, the change we want to make, what we want to stand for, what does that mean from a branding perspective? And how does that impact the product? And then we can say, okay, and this is also what we can do with the product, and this is relevant to what we are. But then we the brand becomes much more important and an integrated part of everything you do. And I think that's how you how you really build a strong brand as well.
Did you have to like convince people internally about that, or was it something that existed at Mentimeter and people really believed in the power of the brand from the start?
I think it's been there was an understanding as you know among people, but then a lot of people don't have the experience of working with it. So when you're in the process and understand what it is, because it is a creative process, and you need to let it be a creative process, and that means something different from other types of processes. So there was, of course, you know, you need to let people understand how that type of process work and get people to experience it. But I would say that I've, you know, as you said, I've worked as a consultant, and I've had to fight harder as a consultant just to get some of ideas accepted. And that's with people who work with this every day, than I've had in Mentimeter. So the acceptance for the new brand and working with it, I think was really high. And again, I think when you include people in the process, then that becomes so much easier. But then also it's good. I mean, from my perspective, it's not only that everything that I've said or that I've thought about was the truth. I've been challenged a lot. And I think that's really good as well from my perspective that, okay, yeah, so maybe this isn't the right way. Maybe, you know, this is too far off. Maybe this is needs to go somewhere else for it to be relevant for everyone here in the organization. And I think that's also been really good from that perspective of getting the best end results.
Right. Because you, so you have a background working a lot with agencies. So working as a consultant and helping other companies with their brand refresh or brand change, or what felt the most kind of different being a little bit on the other side, being inside the company, and I guess you deal with different type of stakeholders and different type of discussion.
No, I think for me, because I've always liked being in a agency environment. I really love that environment. I really love the people you get to work with. And so I was very happy there. Then I was a bit intrigued, as I think everyone who's in an agency is, what is it like on the other side, and you want to try it. So here the opportunity occurred. And I think maybe I've been a bit spoiled because there was this understanding and this acceptance and this desire to work more with the brand. But of course, I mean, the big difference is that if you really want to work with the brand at the core of the business and at the product, then I think you need to be on the inside because you need to see everything. You need to really be part of the whole process and everything that's going on. And you never get quite there as a consultant. You will always be a consultant independently of how good your relationship is. You will never be sort of as accepted as you are if you're in house. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of one of the key decisions, sort of reasons why I wanted to join the other side. But then I think one of the big differences is that at least in an organization like we are, is that you are the expert on your topic. In an agency, there's loads of people who work with kind of the same thing. But here you are expected to own your expertise and drive mm-hmm. that and deliver it. And I think, of course, that can be the case in agencies as well, but it's a different type of ownership you need to take of your specific role in my experience, again, coming from a fairly small organization that Mentimeter still is. But you also get then totally different perspectives. In an agency, it's like minded people often, yeah. With similar backgrounds. and experiences, whereas here you work with people who have completely different backgrounds and other perspectives in their day-to-day work. And, mm-hmm. and that can really enrich sort of the things you're trying to do and achieve, I think.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. How do you measure the success of your brand, I guess, after the change you made at Mentimeter, but also in general? Like, because that's a question I think that you get a lot, and especially by non-believers, if I can call them that way, like people that don't feel that it's needed to have really like an interesting or different brand for a B2B company. How do you measure that, or how do you convince internally that it has a big impact?
Yeah, so we got the opportunity to be included in a Swedish publication called Resume. They do something called Design Index, mm-hmm. where they basically, it's like a competition almost, but they do a study for you where they look at how your design is perceived by an audience. And so you can do those types of studies, of course, where you can see like, how does it impact the overall feeling surrounding the brand, the purchase intent, et cetera, et cetera. So you get, you know, quite clear facts on how well the new design impacts the people you want to buy your product. And we were fortunate enough to win in Design Index when we did that. So there we got a receipt saying, okay, we're onto something here. But how we measure it now, again, it's taking that long-term perspective. So we want to drive awareness for the category. We are still a fairly unknown brand, so we're looking a lot of those sort of broad brushstrokes kind of measurements, which is brand awareness and brand fame, which is brand salience. How relevant is Mentimeter in our category and in the context where we want to be used, which is predominantly in meetings, in lectures and workshops. So how relevant are we in that context? So that's predominantly what we look at. And then from an earned perspective, what we also look at is something called engagement score. So that's basically looking at what type of quality earned media are we getting? It's not about quantity, it's more about quality. So how do we make sure that we get really really good quality from the earned media we want to try to get? But then I think also it's people tend to overcomplicate sometimes. Sometimes you just have to look around you and see, okay, how are the employees of the company talking about the product since we did the rebrand? What does the product look like? Does it feel different in any way? What type of product innovation is happening? Has that changed since we did this this brand work? How is it impacting it? So, what type of marketing are we doing now? How has that been impacted? So you can do all of those type of things. And then also, of course, make sure you listen to your users and see how they talk about the product. How are they feeling about it? What are they saying? And for us, of course, always measuring our NPS and looking at those type of things are really important. And then we can also see with changing the messaging, how does that impact how people talk about us, the feedback they give us? Does mm-hmm. that impact it? So I think those are the type of things you can do that you can easily forget because you conduct studies and make it a bit more complicated than it needs to be sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. Great. Well, thank you so much. I think this was really interesting. A little bit too short as usual, but I like to keep those to the point. So thanks so much for your insights. And I hope we get then other opportunities to talk again soon.
Likewise. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Happy New Year.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
This podcast is sponsored by Skona, a full-service creative agency with offices in San Francisco and Stockholm, which transforms B2B companies into brave brands.